episode 1310, Coming Home.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and today is your day of reflection. A time to really look back on where you are in your life right now in the moment of your season. It's sometimes rough to make time for yourself. It's your time today. It's all about coming home. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there is nothing like coming home, open arms filled with love, no expectations other than to be you. That's the kind of homecoming everyone longs for. But unfortunately, due to whatever type of circumstances, most cannot appreciate coming home. When you have an extremely long day, how do you feel coming home? Is it a place that's warm and welcoming? Or is it one that makes you want to stay away a little longer? Maybe it makes you a little uneasy. There's too much laundry or too much of something else. Maybe there's too many disagreements. The kids are too loud. What is it for you? I was reminded yesterday what it feels like coming home. Unconditional love with only hope for what's to come. Not everything perfect, but everything perfectly imperfect. You see, our oldest son came home yesterday. The feeling was exhilarating and thrilling. It brought back vivid memories of when he was born, and they placed him in my arms. But this time, he was wrapping me up in his arms. Immediately, I understood how God feels when his child has been gone, when I've been absent, or maybe when you've strayed away from home. Yet God never fails to welcome his child coming home. No excuses, no circumstances, nor actions can keep you from God. It's the most incredible and beautiful thing in the world. The comfort and love is indescribable. The understanding and patience is beyond anything you can imagine. Hope exudes from every dark corner. Today's reflection, it's all about asking you, have you been running in the wrong direction? Have you been running in the wrong direction? And this wrong direction doesn't necessarily mean you're doing something bad or against the law or even against moral beliefs. That's not what I'm talking about here. Maybe you've been trying to do things your way and left God out of the picture. Maybe you've been chasing down all the possibilities in life without consulting your Heavenly Father. Coming home. There's nothing more precious in his sight than you coming home. I don't know where you are right now today in your season, in your walk. What are you running from if you're running? What is it that maybe frightens you? Or what is it that kind of is teasing you? It's kind of like dangling that carrot going, come on, I think you need to go over here, but there's something telling you it's not right. What is it for you? Where are you? I know for me, I've been reminded that it's really important to keep in touch with God, and I believe we don't mean to stray away from him. But just because of our busyness, just because of our schedule, have you looked at your calendar lately? Seriously, what is on it? When was the last time, besides maybe saying a prayer at night or in the morning or before you eat, okay? Those don't count. When else have you prayed to God? I know for me, honestly, if I want to be real raw and honest, there are times that I feel like maybe I haven't talked to God in like 2 or 3 days. And then there are other times that I'm like, he's probably wanting to disconnect my phone number to heaven because he's like, you are talking to me way too much. But for God, it's not about way too much. He can't have enough of your heart. And there was something about it when my son called us up yesterday. And he says, "Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad." And we were getting ready for the day. And so we put him on speakerphone. And he goes, "Well, I kind of got started a little late, but I'm on my way." And I got to tell you, right then and there, my heart swelled up with joy. It was incredible. And I thought, that's got to be how God feels. When we call him up and say, "I know I'm running a little late, but I'm coming home." What is it for you? Are you running from something? Are you running from someone? Are you running from life itself? You don't know where to turn, but maybe you've felt that you've done so many bad things or made wrong decisions. It's not about right or wrong here. It's just about that maybe you feel like you're going to be judged by God. God is a forgiving, loving Father. He's waiting for you with open arms. So I really want to challenge you to reflect on how you're living life. Romans 12, verse 2 says this: "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Are you coming home today? Do you need to get a little bit closer? Do you need to pick up the phone? Do you need to hold your heart and say, "I know I'm running a little late, but I'm coming home"? Search for God's heart in your life. Let His will be your will. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.